Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
Just to give me some idea what you're interested, can I just ask you a few questions? Who does Tai Chi here? Oh, wow, fantastic. Is this a thing for California? How would you do Tai Chi? Yeah, I should come here more often. And who's working in the medical field? Great. And who teach Tai Chi? Okay. So let's start from beginning. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about what's Tai Chi. And then I'm going to introduce the Tai Chi for Health programs. And we'll talk about what Tai Chi can do for you and the evidence, the studies. And then if we have time, we'll do it together. Well, what is Tai Chi? Tai Chi, it's so complex. You know, it probably need more than an hour to talk about what it is. But for the modern life, what we look at Tai Chi nowadays, the vast majority of people do Tai Chi for health. So Tai Chi is an exercise that based on an ancient Chinese philosophy, a philosophy with an understanding of nature. And it can be a martial art, but I'll talk more about that. So I'll come back a little bit more about Tai Chi, but the first thing I'd like you to know is that there are many different kinds of Tai Chi, and they can be very, very different. And so I thought maybe I'll start showing you a little bit of different style of Tai Chi. Would you like to see that? Okay. Now, if you look at the second one, it's called Yang style. So that is the kind of Tai Chi you normally see on televisions. It looks like this. It's very gentle. It's very open. And I think it's really graceful because it's based on nature. Set the Tai Chi you've seen. Feel like what you've seen before. Now you probably don't often see this type of Tai Chi, which is where it started from. That's the first one called Chang style. It's not so common, but it's a little different. Also slow, but sometimes a little faster. Now, if you have arthritis, you probably don't want to do Chain style Tai Chi to start with. I have arthritis since my early teens, so I have it for well over 40 years. And you obviously saw me do Chain style. I did a lot of Yang style first, build up my strength before I do Chain style. And I'm a medical doctor, so I know how to be careful. But if you have arthritis, and if you were Arthritis Foundation in USA, you would want your members, your patients, to do a kind of Tai Chi that is safer for them. Something based on the third one, Sun style. That's really healing. That's also very gentle, and it's very safe, very relaxing, and it's actually just as effective for arthritis. In fact, the principles are very similar. It looks very different, but the principle, the healing property, are very similar, and I'll explain to you why it's so. We actually have close to 10 studies, and I'll show you some of them, which show the Tai Chi for arthritis based on Sun style not only is effective for people with arthritis, it's also effective in preventing falls. I'll come I'll show you some of the studies, how they work, and the end result of the studies. But let me just summarize it. Tai Chi is one of the most effective body-mind exercise. And most forms are slow, smooth, and continuous, like the first and the last style I show you. But not all of them are slow, smooth. And study has shown Tai Chi improve almost all aspects of health. And I'm going to come to the study in a minute. I want to just introduce the traditional Tai Chi. And there are a lot of great stories, but I'm not going to be able to go into the detailed history for the time being. But if you're interested in my website, I do have history with a lot more detail there. So I'll give you my website, you can check it out. But the traditional Tai Chi comes from ancient China, and it's mainly those days used as a martial art. And I want you to remember, it's complex. Wasn't easy doing all those movements. Even the seemingly simple movements is actually a lot more complex than meets the eyes. So what's the difference of Tai Chi for health programs? Because traditionally, people use it for martial art. Now, for those who are not Chinese, you might not realize in the ancient time, people trained full-time for 10 years before they graduated. No one's going to have full-time 10 years to train Tai Chi, right? Maybe if you're crazy like me, you would. But not many people is as enthusiastic who sacrifice so much their time to study. So most of us want to do Tai Chi for health. I did Tai Chi because I have arthritis since my early teens. When I graduated when I was a young doctor many, many years ago, my arthritis was so bad that I had problem carrying my doctor's household cases. I can't carry anything heavy. But now, I travel around the world with this very heavy luggage. The arthritis is still there. It's not curable. Most arthritis are not curable. But what's the difference? I would more than 12 hours every day. I'm more flexible, stronger than my kids. They should pick up Tai Chi. But my daughter does, yes. So the purpose change. I'm not training for martial arts. Most of you are not interested to use Tai Chi to fight. But you use Tai Chi to fight for better quality of life, for health. So then you really need to change the forms. You don't want those jumping forms anymore. You need forms that help you heal quicker. You need forms that's proven to give you better health benefit. You need forms to help you balance better. You need movements that make your joint move better and give it more healing property. We need to change. We need to change the way it's taught. I don't want my students to have any injuries. I want them to do the safe Tai Chi. I don't want them to train 10 years then start jumping. I want them to get benefits straight away. So therefore, what I did is I grouped with a group of Tai Chi people, medical experts, and we get together and we compose forms that is really easy to learn. We still use traditional Tai Chi, but we use up-to-date medical knowledge. Being a doctor helps, because it not only helped me to understand how to bring the best Tai Chi to combine with the best medicine, it also helped me to talk to a professor of rheumatology and say, hey, you know, Professor Edmonds, can you join me in the Tai Chi team? And he said, why? But, you know, for an average person, you have difficulty finding the best expert in Australia, Professor Rheumatology Sensei, could you join me? And Jones told me, Professor Edmund says, actually, I don't believe Tai Chi works, but, you know, people seem to like it. I do it because people seem to like it, But I don't think it do any harm either. So that's why he joined the team. And he also facilitated the biggest study. And then the next time I interview him 12 years later, he doesn't say he doesn't think Tai Chi work anymore. Because we did the study. Typical professor, they need to. The other thing about Tai Chi for Health program is that the teaching method got to change. Because we know a lot about teaching nowadays. Teaching for health is very different from training a soldier. Very different. So I love teaching. So I go into a lot of trouble to make the teaching interesting and helpful to people. So these are the three characters. We want Tai Chi for Health program to be number one. We want it to work. We want it to work very quickly. And we want it to be very safe as possible. And we want it to be very easy to learn. And let me explain, effective. So how do we know it works? Medical evidence. I'm a doctor, so most doctors like to have medical evidence. But you know, medical evidence is not everything. Not because the medical evidence are not gospel true, but because our knowledge are limited at different times. Tai Chi has so much more, and I think even though we have a lot more Tai Chi studies, it's not enough to pick up all the wonderful things Tai Chi do yet. But nonetheless, it's good to have studies, and I'll show you more. I think it's so important to have real life experience. You look at me, 61-year-old, traveling around the world, working most days more than 12 hours, and I know my classmate who have no arthritis when I was riddled with arthritis, they are now having problem walking. And you see how I jump. That's life experience. And I see so many. Everywhere I go, I see people who come up to me and they say they were limited by wheelchair and now they're walking with walking sticks. And Tai Chi did that to them. So I think real life experience is just as important as medical evidence. But medical evidence are important. I don't come back to that. So the next point is safety. How do you know it's safe? You chose low-risk movements. So every movement in the Tai Chi for Health program are carefully chosen, so it's safe. And of course, every program has medical experts. Every Tai Chi for Health program, Tai Chi for osteoporosis, we have two professors of endocrinologists. They're the expert on osteoporosis. And we have physiotherapists, we have OTs, and of course you have me, who's a family doctor, and we have Tai Chi experts who knows different style of Tai Chi. And also, it's very important to teach it safely. And the last character of Tai Chi for Health program is easy to learn. That sounds like, what's so important about easy to learn. It's actually very important because when you teach people something really complex, if you were to spend 10 years learning something, and if somebody tell you, you're not going to be any good unless you train for 10 years, so the first 9 years, you're going to feel very inadequate. But if you have something that you can learn fairly quickly, let's say you go to a class, let's say we take 10 minutes later on, and you learn a couple of forms, and you thought, hey, you know, I can do this. It's not so hard. Doesn't that make you feel good? It does. In fact, there's a lot of study which shows how people feel if they can master a skill. They find something that they can learn and pick it up and use, actually give you a sense of achievement. And that actually make you like Tai Chi much more. So easy to learn is very important. And the way to teach it so that it's easy to learn also is important. You must know there are teachers who you know, try so hard, but you just don't get it. There are teachers who just come in, oh yes, I understand it. And that's actually, there are a lot of research done on teaching method. And I'm very interested. I teach doctors, I teach medical students, I teach Tai Chi, of course. And I'm really interested in what makes the teaching more effective. And we'll incorporate that into the Tai Chi for Health programs. Okay, so I'm coming to topic number three, the benefit. But before I go into the benefit, do you have a question that you want to ask me before I talk to you about Tai Chi benefit?
When you talk about easy to learn, is it possible to say how much of that is cognitive, how much is physical?
Okay, with the Tai Chi for Health programs, we have people in wheelchairs, they can learn. So we want to make it that it doesn't matter, cognitive or physical, we want to make it easy for everybody. Yeah, we don't want to let anybody miss out Tai Chi. So the benefits, I'm just quoting this is American National Center of Complementary and Alternative Therapy. And as you know, I'm assuming you are Americans, you know that's the leading federal government body on complementary medicine. And that's the logo. And in the article, this is a quote from their website. They talk about Tai Chi's benefit. It's a low-impact form of exercise. It's weight-bearing. It improves physical conditions, muscle strength. And it sort of go on. But I want you to look at the very last item. Because I think that actually should be the first item. The very last set for all over overall wellness, quality of life. I think that's what really matters. It doesn't matter you have arthritis, it doesn't matter your age have more number than somebody else, it doesn't matter you have different conditions. As long as you enjoy your life and you get quality. I met some people who can hardly walk. I have met some people with really bad arthritis, and they live a fulfilled life. That, to me, is more important than someone who's perfectly healthy and do not enjoy their life. So this is just show you my friends from different parts of the world. That short little, cute little girl down there, she's nearly 60 now. She was about 50, and next to me. She's from England, and they come from different places. You can see we enjoyed it. I love to show you this slide because you might not see much of the audience. This is the world's oldest university. The world's oldest university, do you know which one, where it is? It's in Italy. It's called the University of Bologna. It's nearly 1,000 years old. And I gave a lecture there about Tai Chi, of course. And I think it's so neat for me to talk about ancient arts of Tai Chi in the oldest university in the world. This is very close to home. It's in the University of Kansas. In Kansas City? Yeah. And I gave a talk there. At the end of the talk, I actually had 2 hours. So we went downstairs to the foyer and we were doing Tai Chi together. So you might notice that there's a lot of Tai Chi people here. You must have heard of the World Tai Chi Day. Did you recognize Bill Douglas here? He's from Kansas City. He's the man who started the World Tai Chi Day. And he's joined us. And the lady here in the front, she's the dean of medicine. And she said, I just come in, you know, say hello, introduce you. And I'm going to be really busy. So I said, sure, you know, I understand if you leave. She never leave. She stayed 2 hours. And then they start the class right after. So I hope the same thing happened. But I think you already have class here. So back to the evidence. Medical studies. Well, medical studies are very important. But I also want you to think of sound reasoning. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's reason that really, if something really works, you got to understand how it works. Because as a doctor, I remember we used to believe in studies on, say, hormonal replacement therapy. You must have heard of lots of studies promoting and saying how good hormonal replacement therapy is, until there's a huge study which shows all these extra side effects that we didn't know before. So sometimes you need to have a thinking power. You can't, not because the studies are no good, because there's so many factors in life. Medical study may not reach a stage that we understand everything yet. But we're trying. And I also think it's so important to have your real life experience. Having said that, let me talk to you about solid evidence. I want to introduce you my favorite government body. It's a national government department. It's called ACC, and it's my favorite country, New Zealand. Anybody come from New Zealand? Anyone been New Zealand? Yeah, is it beautiful? You know, they're very socialist government. And they have a department, a national government called ACC. And I think all government in the world should really look at it. What do they do? ACC compensate for any accidents. It has a no-fault policy. So if you have a car accident, if your doctor take the wrong kidney out of you, if you have a work accident, if you have a housewife who's really poor and you got no money and you fall down and you have no insurance, it doesn't matter what accident, ACC will take care of you. They will send a maid to look after your house. They will pay for your medical expenses. And you know, I don't know how many doctors there are here, but as a doctor, my health insurance, malpractice insurance are very expensive. But I believe in the USA, you pay close to $100,000 for some disciplines for insurance. But you might think that it's the doctor's thing, you know, he pay $100,000, it's nothing to do with me. Of course it has. The money comes from you, comes from everybody. With New Zealand doctors, they only pay $200-$300 a year for insurance. Why? Because you cannot sue, a New Zealand citizen cannot sue a doctor for malpractice. They can get the doctor deregistered, but they can't get any money off the doctor because ACC look after you. So you can't sue for money. At work, anywhere. So you know, actually that saves a huge amount of money for the whole country. And I think it's a great model. So why do they talk about ACC? Because ACC suddenly discover, because they pay for accidents, then they realize prevention is cheaper than cure. And so they pay for people all over the country to learn Tai Chi free. You got to be older people, over 60, and you get free Tai Chi classes. Since 2002. And they also, because ACC is a government body, before they start that, they need medical evidence to show it works. They also need to continue to study to see if it saves them money. You know, when you really look at it, government don't really care about you. They only care about money. So ACC has to justify why they spend so much money to give free Tai Chi lessons, which they did. They recently published a study. It's an internal study. I'll give you some other open studies. But I think this is important. They study 1,000 subjects who are Tai Chi class, and they found these people have less falls, and they feel better. And this is ACC's picture. 85% of ACC's Tai Chi are Tai Chi for health, basically Tai Chi for arthritis program. And so they invite me there to set up safety programs to teach, and they took a picture for me. It's a nice picture. Let me tell you Tai Chi for fall prevention. This is published by American Geriatric Society. And if you need any reference, you can either email me or go to my website. Most of those final prints are on the website. All the studies, I have a summary in my website. I'll give you the website address. So if you don't worry about the big little prints, and just look at those few points. This study is conducted and funded by New South Wales Health Department. And in case you're not familiar with what New South Wales is, the biggest state in Australia. We're probably about the size of your normal state. It's about 10 million people. You think New South Wales, 10 million? Close to? Yeah. Yeah, take a... And that involves 700 older adults. And it's done in the community. So it's like real life. And they show the recurrent falls were reduced by 70%. That's a lot. Just to put it in perspective, in USA, the cost due to falls in USA is around $20 billion. Those are direct costs. The indirect cost of people looking after the job loss and all that would be more. So cut that down by 70%. You can run millions of Tai Chi classes. So if you have ACC, America ACC, you could have free Tai Chi class over America and still get lots of money left over. But Tai Chi is more than fall prevention. It's good for a lot of other things. Now this is my friend from Florida. Those girls are over 80. And they come to my class to learn how to teach Tai Chi. And they're great. You can see they did Tai Chi. And let me just go back to the ACC's Tai Chi. Most of those people do the Tai Chi for arthritis, which is, they change a name. They call it modified Tai Chi. So I don't mind people changing the name of my program, as long as they benefit from it. As long as they teach it safely, effectively, and easily. Tai Chi for arthritis. The first study was published by Journal of Rheumatologists. And if you want to just skip the little prints and go to the 3 points. Give and take 1%. They found after 3 months of Tai Chi for arthritis. Remember, we want it to be effective very quickly. After 3 months, people have 30% less pain. They have 30% more physical function. Means that they can walk upstairs more. They can go shopping more. They can do more things. And also, their balance improved by 30%. So less likely to fall. That's pretty good for 3 months. Not many drugs can do that. And without side effects. But Tai Chi is more than arthritis. It's more than fall prevention. It's more than arthritis. It's a lot more. So the second Tai Chi for Arthritis Foundation study, that was facilitated by Professor Edmonds, the professor I early on mentioned. And we have 155 subjects. Took us 10 years. Most of the time was spent on finding the money. So hard to get funding for Tai Chi study. But it's getting better. And we found significant, the same story, pain relief and better physical function. And this is a recent one, only published this year, it's for stroke patients. It's done in Hong Kong. After 12 weeks of Tai Chi for arthritis, these people have better balance. And then they test it 6 weeks later and they're still feeling better. So, now this is a review. I'll do this relatively quickly. This is a study. Somebody, a whole group of academics, look at 111 studies, which involve 55,000 people. And they look at different ways to prevent falls. Remember how expensive it is? And they conclude that study, and again, you can get the reference there, but that study is 160 pages. And I just give you the conclusion, which shows that exercise in supervised groups, participating in Tai Chi, and carry out individually prescribed exercise at home are effective. A lot of things thought to be effective was not effective. It's interesting, swimming doesn't improve your chance of falling or walking, but Tai Chi significantly does that. Tai Chi is all about balance, physical and mental balance. They all help fall prevention. So that is a huge study. So I want to leave you with my last study, because I love this study. It's a tiny little study. It went for 2 years and it's still going. So it's the 6th year. It's only small. It's about, they started about 40 people, and then the first few months they have dropouts. And then after 1 year, the teachers say there's only two reasons these people drop out. Either they die because they're older people, or their family move. So it's in the 6th year, they're still going. And the main thing they found was after 2 years, they look at the quality of life. Now this is where I talk about, it doesn't matter how old you are. The age is just a number. Doesn't matter what condition you have. Condition is just a name. It's how good you feel. It's quality of life. And there are 8 quality of life that are accepted as important. Like what can you do? How healthy you feel. How much you socialize. How healthy other people feel. How much you're limited. How much pain you have. How vital you are. And 6 out of 8 improve after 2 years. As you know, we get older, quality of life is the thing that steadily goes down. But not in that Tai Chi group. That's why I like this study. Because it shows people love it. They stay with the program when the teacher is good, when the program is suitable for them. Number 2, it improved the quality of life. I mean, we all got to die. It doesn't matter what age and what take us. As long as we have a happy, fulfilled life, a quality of life. So I ended up just give you a list of Tai Chi for health programs for different age, kids, adults, work, people with diabetes, for beginners. And I want to tell you that Tai Chi for health program is designed by Tai Chi and medical experts. And it's safe, effective, and it's easy to learn. And we do have medical evidence to back it. And also, we have an established system of training safe, effective teachers very quickly, very easily. We have now over 10,000 instructors. Robin is one of the master trainers who train instructors. There's 45 of us around the world. We train different people. We estimate we reach about 2 million people around the world. These are all Tai Chi for Health programs. Just the Tai Chi for Health program that is specially designed, come with a package of special teaching as well. We train our instructors to teach. Yeah. And we have material like books, videos, DVDs to show people how to learn this. And our study is specified on those programs. All the studies I talk about, except the huge review. Although I noticed they take some of our study as well. But all the study I quote are Tai Chi for Health programs, except the last. It's in your country, and I would like you to know that Arthritis Foundation USA has been working with me, partner with me, to produce an instructional DVD. And that is the first time Arthritis USA has collaborated with an outside body. I'm very proud to say it's a Tai Chi study. 10 years ago, they told me they never collaborate with another outside body. 10 years later, they asked me, would they like me to partner with them? And we work really well together. And of course, Australians support me, New Zealand, different countries. Again, our biggest support comes from Arthritis Foundation. Tai Chi for Arthritis is more than for arthritis, more than for prevention, but it is especially safe and effective for people with arthritis. So we have Arthritis Foundation really support us, and the other organization, universities, health department, Singapore government just have been very strongly supporting us. And this year, 2009, they started 100 medical centers start teaching Tai Chi just over this year. It's amazing government. So if you need any reference or if you'd like to know who's your instructor closest to you, you can come to my website, which is just my name.com. And if you forget all this, just Google my name. You'll most likely find me. So these are another group of my friends who enjoy Tai Chi with me. And when the first time I went to Singapore, the Arthritis Foundation used this hall, which is supposed to hold 200 people. And they have 500 people turn up. So you can see there's no walking space. But we still done Tai Chi. So this is just, it's a place called Matterhorn. Have you heard of Matterhorn? It's a beautiful mountain in Europe. This is what I do when I'm not teaching Tai Chi, not doing medicine. It's my way of saying thank you for listening to me. That's my talk, and I'm open for questions, and I think we still got a little time. I'd like you to try Tai Chi with me. But question first. The question is, could I compare Tai Chi to yoga? I'm sorry I can't do that because I don't know much about yoga. But all I can tell you is, study has shown Tai Chi is really good for balance. And it's actually very effective in preventing falls. And the balance is more than physical balance. It helps. I think it's more important to be mentally balanced. And I think Tai Chi is just perfect for that. The question is Qigong part of my Tai Chi program? The answer is, there are many, many types of Qigong, but all Tai Chi use Qigong as the core power. And yes, I use a lot of Qigong within our Tai Chi movement, especially the Tai Chi for Health program. We use that healing energy. So we tried it. Okay, let me... what I like you to do, you can sit down where you are or you can stand up. And I like you to just give yourself a little shake, you know, just loosen up a bit, whether you're sitting down or standing up. Okay, so we're going to start with a warm-up exercise first. So first, I like you to just make your feet parallel. And if you're all standing up, great. Okay. And I'd like you to imagine your body as a string. You're going to just gently stretch, just a gentle stretch, so that you feel upright and very supple, not tense. And I'd like you to just bring your hands up very, very slowly and breathe in very, very slowly. And then you turn your palm towards you and then just push it against you and imagine your chin just going back like this, very gently. Wonderful. And then let's bring our hands forward. And then slowly, slowly bend your neck. Great. Wonderful. Let's do that again. hands up very, very slowly, breathing in, and just breathe naturally. Push your chin back very gently. And then forward, and slowly, slowly bend your neck. Okay, let's do one more time, make it three. Three is a good number. Breathing, chin in, and forward, and out. So this, so stretch the neck gently. And you notice that some of the movement I use are a little different from some warm up exercises because it's safer to push your chin back rather than bring your head back. So when you bring your head back, you could overflex your spine. But you still get the same stretching effect. So we're going to do next one. I'm going to get you to imagine there's this energy in the universe. I'm going to just catch some of them. So bring your hands forward, harvest the energy from the universe, and you're going to put it towards your body. Let's do that again. Breathing to harvest the energy from the universe. Breathe out and put it into your body. And of course, you don't believe things like energy like I used to. We just think of harvest oxygen. There's plenty of oxygen in the universe. We all need that. And then put it inside your body. It doesn't really matter if you believe cheese or not. It will still work. As long as you do the exercise and focus your mind, then it will work for you. It works for me. As you know, most doctors are left brain and we don't believe in all those cheese stuff. Take me a long, long time to sort of accept that concept. And it happens when I start feeling it. But it doesn't matter. You don't have to believe it. Still work for you. It worked for my arthritis before I found the tea. So, okay. Now, next, we're going to just stretch our hip a little bit. So I want you to bring your hands like this. Make two very loose, comfortable fists. Okay, and then bend your knees just a little bit and take a tiny little step forward. And then we're going to just gently punch forward. Wonderful. Come back. Use very little force. Just gently step forward and then gently turn your fist forward. Wonderful. Come back. Let's do the other foot again. Forward. Punch. Come back. I can see the Tai Chi people have a very nice view to your movement already. Ah, well, you know. Yeah. I just want to see how long you can hold your breath. Have a little shake. Well, breathing is a subject that is important. But the most important thing about breathing is to free it. So when you first learned it, don't worry about it. And if I say breathing, it's good to do it if you're comfortable too. And then you just let nature go. Gradually, as you learn more Tai Chi, then your teacher will give you more instruction on breathing. But it still go back to the original. It's most important to allow it to free. When everything's right, when your movement's right, when your feeling's right, your body will take the right breath. But that we can talk about that later when it comes to my class. Okay, so let's do some Tai Chi movements. We're going to do one movement called open and close. And I'm going to get you to just make your feet parallel. Roughly shoulder width. And then remember that string. I like it. Just gently stretch yourself and feel the comfort of your body being strong and supple. And then I want you to bring your hands up slowly and breathing. And then we're going to put our hands in front of our chest, just like this, like carrying a beach ball in front of you. And then bend your knees just a little bit. Only what's comfortable to you. Okay, let's do that again. Bring your hands forward. When you bend your knee, it's good just to do a little bend. Don't go too low because it takes a lot of energy in your leg. And if you're not used to it, you can overwork those muscles. Tai Chi is an internal thing. We start strengthening ourselves from inside. Then gradually, you get stronger muscle. But if you do it too quickly, you might get sore muscles, and we don't need that. Okay, so let's do that again. Make sure your bend is just a little bit. That's enough. Let's do it again. Hands up. Breathing slowly, gently. And then just breathe normally. Just forget your breathing. Bring your hands in front and bend your knees just a little. Okay, now I'd like you to stand up again. Take a little, just a tiny little bend. Don't bend too much. Because it can't just be too much for the knee. Okay. And then when we bring our hands here, what I'd like you to do is to open them. As though you're carrying this balloon, and then if you blow air into it, it's going to expand. So we're going to expand it. And then imagine you have to squeeze the air out a little when you put it together. That's what we're going to do. Imagine you expand that balloon, so breathing gently. And then you squeeze it together by pushing. And imagine there's a magnetic force between your palm that you have to gently open, just a gentle force. Yep, and then you got to squeeze it together and breathe out. One more time. Breathing. Gently expand. Breathe out. Okay. So think of that balloon. Slowly expand and breathe in. And then you breathe out. And then let's stretch it forward. And slowly stand up. Now I'd like you to just think of just a little game where somebody trying to gently punch you. So imagine you're going to just block it with one hand and then say, hey, stop this. Okay? So one hand to block and one hand to say, let's stop it. Yeah, wonderful. Okay, let's do the whole movement together. It doesn't matter which side you do. Okay, let's start with your hands up. Breathing slowly. And then we do that open close again. And then do an open breathing. Close, breathe out. Now imagine your friends just throw a punch, you go block it gently and say, hey, stop this. And then you bring your hands back and let's try it to the other side. Block. And gently. And come back. And you do another open breathing. Breathe out. And let's stretch your hands forward and slowly. Come out. So in terms of Tai Chi for Health program, you learn a beginner movement. You learn open and close. And you learn playing in the shuttle. And then you learn the crossing movements. So that's four movements. That's pretty good, huh? Well, I do those movements all the time. And I find that even though after many, many years, I still find more things to learn from, those simple things. But you see, it's easy to learn. Anyone can do it. But it's also fun to explore. When you learn something, there's still more things in it, even though it's very simple. And that is why Tai Chi is so fascinating. And before you know it, suddenly you can walk better, you can balance better, and you feel better about yourself. which is really what it's all about. The greatest thing about Tai Chi is make you feel better about yourself. When you feel good about yourself, then you become good to everybody else. You make the world a nicer place because you look at it in the better angle. And I hope you all enjoy Tai Chi. And of course, a lot of you already done, so I hope you continue to grow in the Tai Chi world. And the ones who haven't, I hope you would taste it, try it, enjoy it. And see you next time.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.